Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
A couple minutes on, if you don't mind, on the Kansas-Samford game. Now, you had Samford yesterday.
I did.
And that was one of the picks that I think you went 1-3, but you were very close on a couple, and this one in particular. I know officiating's hard. I totally understand how fast these games go. I know when you're an umpire in baseball, plays are really quick, and in the NFL, guys are stronger, faster, more physical than ever, and I know how difficult it is.
And there's 22 of them on the field.
That too. The game last night, and I give the Samford head coach all the credit in the world, he didn't blame the officiating, and I'm not saying they would have won the game, but there are two things down the stretch in this game that drive you bonkers if you're watching it. Hell, if you're betting it, you might even be even more crazy if you bet Samford to win on the money line. So clearly they covered, all good, whatever, close game. So I take you into the final couple of minutes, and it's a back-and-forth game. The game's within 1, 2, 3, 4 points. At this point I'm bringing up to you, Kansas has the ball up by, I think they're up 2, and there's like a minute or so left. They inbound the ball to Hunter Dickinson, who I'm very familiar with from his time at Michigan. Hunter Dickinson, right before they throw the ball into the front court for a breakaway dunk, literally takes his elbow right into the chest of the defender. Nothing's called. Okay, we're going to let them play. Fair enough, fine. Turns into 2 the other way for Kansas, or turns into 2 for Kansas. They go up 4. Samford comes back, hits a 3. They're within 1. And then, of course, they're pressing. And then you get a breakaway opportunity the other way. They've just cut it to 1. The Samford defender gets as clean a block on the play as you will ever see, preventing the dunk and the 2 points. They get the rebound, but we got a whistle and we got a foul. Now, you want to tell me it's because the kid hit the court hard? Well, maybe if he doesn't hang on the rim and had all the momentum going, he wouldn't have fell as hard as he did.
Yeah, he wasn't hit at all.
He wasn't touched by the defender. The hand wasn't touched. It's a clean block. Samford has the ball with 14 seconds to go, down 1, and instead you get 2 free throws. They go up 3. Samford now
they got screwed.
They had an opportunity to tie.
Screwed.
They missed the 3. But, I mean, again, I know it's difficult. But if you're going to swallow the whistle on one end, you got to swallow the whistle on the other. And that's not fair.
Well, and actually, the kid wasn't even touched.
No.
It's one thing to swallow the whistle if you see that there's contact in some way, shape, or form. But in this particular case, and in this particular play, the Kansas player was never touched.
Nope.
And the reason that he fell backward and hit on the floor is because his momentum took him off the rim. He was trying to hang on the rim, and his finger slipped, and that's why he fell. I mean, but that's the way these games go, man. You know, when they're tight like this at the end.
You know what the problem with that answer is? And it's the right answer. But the problem with that answer is people's jobs are on the line. Now, not the Samford coach. I'm not saying him. They great what they did. I'm sure they'll be celebrated for the run they gave Kansas. I'm not saying that. But when you make bad calls in bad moments like that, it does, in certain cases, have people's jobs being taken from them.
Look what happened with Manasquan and Camden.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, like, it's almost the same thing. This was a judgment call.
But this is worse. It's on a higher level.
Yeah, and I think that because the Kansas player fell so hard on the court after slipping off the rim that the referee thought that there had to be contact, when in actuality there was no contact whatsoever, and it was a perfect play by the Sanford player.
I agree, except if you watch the game, the announcers immediately, like they were there, they're courtside. The announcers on CBS, or whatever network it was on, immediately tell you, that's clean. And then they go to Gene Steratore within 15 seconds. Hey, Gene, what do you see there? He's like, yeah, guys, I agree with you. There's nothing there. So while you're right, it happened quick. It looked bad. There were at least people that were sitting there watching it in live action that were 30 feet from it that also saw the same thing that replay showed. There's no whistle. There's not a foul there. And again, Samford's losing. They're down by one. It's not like they would have won the game. I don't know if they would or if they wouldn't have. But I will tell you that down one with the ball, Kansas tightens up a little bit. And perhaps needing two as opposed to a three to tie changes things. And maybe Kansas is heading home like Kentucky is. So I don't know. It's just, I see it all the time. It's a problem in terms of the inconsistencies with the way games are officiated. I do it with Rutgers at the Big Ten. I sit courtside a lot. And you sit there and say, like, what are you guys watching? And this is the other thing that drives you crazy if you're a sports fan. When the game is officiated different at different times of the games. Like, if you're going to let them play in the first half, let them play. You've established the way the game is going to be called. You can't all of a sudden, with 10 minutes to go, now start calling this and calling that. Whereas an hour ago, it wasn't a foul.
I agree with everything that you've just said here. But this is a particular instance where it was a call by a referee who thought he saw something and he didn't. And he impacted the outcome of the game. And that's that, and you know, and basically did not give Samford a chance to win the game.
Right. They had an opportunity to tie, but not a chance to win there at the end.
Yeah, but still, I mean, if they tie it and then they go into overtime and then they can win it.
For sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.